Continuing with our countywide coverage of the Burnsville shooting tragedy from over the weekend, KDWA News was able to catch up with Sheriff Joe Lico of the Dakota County Sheriff's Department as everybody around the county is grieving the loss of two police officers and an EMT. And that more than includes our Sheriff's Department.
You know, Nick, I wish I could say that we're doing good. That's not the truth. This rocked, you know, obviously the community of Burnsville, the entire county, the entire state for that matter, and especially those that wear uniform first responders. It's just always that reminder that could have been us. You feel just so deeply sad for the loss of those and their loved ones. It's like everybody, I think, in the community that sees, you know, once you see the faces and you hear the stories of who these people were. And our people knew them. Some of our people knew them as well. And even if they didn't, they can identify with them because they've been in those situations where they're scared and they still go into the house or still try to put their lives in front of danger to save others. That just really hits hard. It hurts us immensely. So we're hurting, but you know, with that said, we also understand that we have to do our job too. And I was involved, as were all the other chiefs in Dakota County. And I just want to say this to all the listeners, that on days like that, as low as they are, the lowest of lows, I've seen the highs of highs with how they respond. And we are very unique in the county. Trust me when I say that, as far as all the chiefs banding together to just do whatever and everything they can to help our fellow law enforcement officers and chief with their tragic events. They have a job to do. They still have to cover Burnsville's calls for service. We make sure that that's going to happen. So that's our own way to get through some of this therapy, I think, is to help. And I know that's what the community wants to do as well. What can I do? What can we do to help give back and show our appreciation, love, and support? And the law enforcement side, that's what we do. We step up and we lean on each other because we have to. And it was an amazing show of support yesterday. I couldn't be more proud of all of our cities. And for that matter, I got calls from a multitude of sheriffs and other law enforcement police departments from across the state just offering condolences and say anything you need. And I know they would come if we need them. It was overpouring support. You know, Chief Wilski's great, wonderful in Hastings. He stepped up as well as expected with his team. And we have things covered. But as we're doing that, we also have those moments where it hits you, when there's that quiet time and it hits you. And it happens to all of our people. We just got to make sure we're supporting everybody and talking through these things as we grieve.
First responders always prepare for a tragic situation like this, but none of them in their lifetime ever expect to actually see it. Lico on all of that training coming to life on Sunday.
Yeah, unfortunately, we prepare for days like this in hopes that we never have to respond. But when it happens, they come and they come. They help each other out. And sometimes you actually have to turn down the help. But that's what I love about this profession, the first responder profession, even though sometimes we might seem like we're all one, you know, inclusive group that only understands each other, but the community understands us too. And unfortunately, it's situations like this where they really fully understand the work that comes together with this. And even in the face of adversity and those difficult situations where you're holding back tears, they're still going to help. They're resilient. Like I said, that's their therapy. They want to be there to support their people because they know that they would be there for them. That's what we do. We take care of each other, and these men that were killed, as are all of the people that serve in uniform, you know, it's a side of them that you don't get to see often, and they are compassionate, loving community members and people that put others in front of themselves. If they have to save seven children that they don't even know that are in danger, they put themselves in between that person that might be doing harm and those children, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And you know, you see it happen. I'm just amazed every single time that I see the courage that these men and women show on a day-to-day basis. And even after the toughest news that you could ever hear, with losing three first responders, they said, "Give me my uniform. I need to go out and help." It just says so much about the love and the passion that these people that have public service, what they do every day. It really is a calling, and it's a noble profession, and they're so proud to do what they do. But we mourn like everybody else.